questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Hujjatul Islam Karim. Assalamu alaikum, Hujjatul Karim. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an important event in the early Islamic history, and that is the usurpation of Fadak, Hadisatul Fadak. About Lady Fatima al-Zahra's reaction to that and her replies to the usurpers of Fadak on that time. Let's talk a little bit about this fertile village near Khaybar called Fadak in Hejaz. Whose property was it and why Hazrat Lady Fatima al-Zahra, we can say, was after owning this fertile village again for herself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because it belonged to her, to have a short answer to this question. We know that Fadak belonged to the Jews of Khaybar, and when this land was conquered by the Muslims without any war in the year 7 after Hijra, we know that the Jews of Khaybar accepted to come to a kind of agreement with the Prophet, and they gave half of the lands to the Prophet.
Yes.
So according to the Islamic rulings, these types of lands are called fay. Whatever land is conquered without any kind of fighting is called fay.
Yes.
And based on the verses 6 and 7 of chapter Hajj, all these lands only belong to the Prophet, and the Prophet may give it to whoever he wishes. Of course, we know that he does based on divine orders.
Yes.
And all the Shia scholars and some of the Sunni scholars agree that when the verse Wa'ati dal qurba haqqa, and give the relatives their rights, was revealed, the Holy Prophet gave Fadak to Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. It's been mentioned by many Sunni scholars as well, like Suyuti in Ad-Durr al-Manthur, Tha'labi in his book of tafsir known as Al-Kashf wal-Bayan, Hakim Haskan in Shawahid al-Tanzil, Muttaqi al-Hindi in Kanzul al-Umal, and many other Sunni scholars as well.
And what do you mean by giving by Prophet Muhammad as an inheritance?
No.
We know
that when a man is alive, we cannot talk about inheritance.
Okay.
The Holy Prophet gave Fadak to Fatima salamullahi alayha as a kind of gift. So when you're alive, you are able to distribute
your wealth
to whomever you wish. Fadak belonged to the Prophet, and the Prophet gave it to Fatima not as a kind of inheritance or earth.
Yes.
And this is one of the important points, that because the first caliph claimed that he's taking back Fadak to Baytul Mal because the prophets do not leave any inheritance. But the point is that it was not given to Fatima salamullah alayha as a kind of inheritance. As long as the Holy Prophet is alive, to talk about inheritance is meaningless.
Yes.
So during his life, the Holy Prophet gave Fadak to Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha as a kind of gift. But unfortunately, after the demise of the Prophet, it was usurped by the caliph of the time.
Okay.
And then...
And is it true that, for example, there was an ayah on this, for example, giving?
Yeah, as I mentioned, the verse, Atid al-Qurba haqqa, who was revealed.
The right.
The right, And because of this verse, the Holy Prophet gave Fadak to Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha.
Okay.
And as you rightly mentioned, Lady Zahra salamullah alayha did her best to, retake and take back Fadak, because for sure it was her own property and it was usurped. I will talk about the reasons, but let's talk about, what happened after the demise of the Prophet. It was usurped. The Holy Lady Zahra salamullah alayha went to Abu Bakr and discussed with him regarding this land, and The discussion is mentioned in Shia and Sunni sources, like Abu Bakr says that the Holy Prophet did not leave any inheritance, and Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha said that it was given by to me by my father as a kind of gift, not as a kind of inheritance.
Yes.
And then...
The Abu Bakr's claim was based on what?
There is a narration that Abu Bakr is referring to that نَحْنُ مَعَاشَ الْأَنْبِيَا لَا نُوَرِّثْ. We, the prophets, do not leave any inheritance. But the point is that, according to the Shia, this narration has no basis and is a fake narration. Because of the fact that the Noble Book of Quran talk about the prophets inheriting from each other and the prophets leaving inheritance, like Waritha Sulaiman, Dawood. The Quran is very explicit in saying that the prophets also leave inheritance.
And you said that this was not an inheritance.
Yeah.
It was a heba. It was a kind of gift given to Lady Fatima. That's right. Okay.
So, according to some reports, then Abu Bakr asked for some witnesses. And Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha, and after that, Imam Ali alayhi salam and Umm Ayman witnessed. And he was about to give Fadaklu to Fatima to Zahra Salamullah alayha. But according to some narrations, the second caliph prevented that, and according to some reports, even a paper was given to Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha, in which it was written that Fadak belongs to him, but the second caliph tore it, and the rest of the story, which is mentioned in the historical sources.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Ibn Abil Hadid, the famous Sunni scholar, says that I asked Ibn al-Fariqi, one of the famous Sunni scholars of that time, that was Fatima Salamun alayha telling the truth? He said, yes.
Okay.
Then I asked why Abu Bakr did not give her Fadak, and Ibn al-Fariqi has a very profound answer. He says that because had he given her, given Fadak to her back, then the following day, Fatima Salamullah alayha would claim caliphate for her husband, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Abu Bakr was not able to accept, to reject her words because he has already accepted her words about Fadak. Now, next, when Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha, when she was not able to take back Fadak, we have Imam Ali alayhi salam trying his best. He goes to the mosque and talks to the immigrants and the helpers, and he also addressing Abu Bakr.
Yes.
Talks about the fact that this is a land belonging to Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha. He recites Ayatul Tathir. And then we have the famous khutbah of Lady Fatima Zahra, the famous sermon known as the Sermon of Fadakiyah.
Yes.
In which she not only talks about her right to Fadak, but she talks about different issues, the most important of which is the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding caliphate.
Now this is the main question that we do not find any struggle for, we can say, mundane world, for, we can say, the materialistic world in the life of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima al-Zahra. But her struggle for getting back the ownership of Fadak for sure has a profound reason in her mind. Do you know what were those reasons?
Yeah, there are a couple of points that we may take into consideration. First of all, at the end of the day, a kind of usurpation has happened. So according to Islamic teachings, you are not allowed to oppress people, and at the same time you are not allowed to accept, to submit to oppression of other people toward you. So Islam does not agree for Muslims to be suppressed. No, if someone is usurping your properties, then just resist. So, I mean, the first point is that at the end of the day, a land which belongs to you is usurped, and it is your right to, I mean, reject, to oppose that. So it is very natural for Fatima Zahra Salamun Alayha to object, to, I mean, try her best to take it back.
Okay.
This is, I mean, the apparent understanding of the event, which is in and of itself important. At the end of the day, as I mentioned, it belongs to you. Some people, they are trying to usurp, and now it is your right to defend your right and to take it back. Second of all, according to some scholars, Lady Fatima Zahra Salamun Alayha at the same time is trying to reveal the true nature of the caliphs to the people, to tell them that they are usurping a right of the daughter of Fatima Zahra Salamun Alayha, because at that time not all the Muslims knew all the realities about all the companions of the Prophet. So through her efforts, Fatima Zahra Salamun Alayha is trying her best to reveal such realities to all the Muslims.
And also that maybe the concept of justice is not done, for example, and they are getting back into the Jahiliya period.
Definitely.
Of injustice, that's right.
Third of all, Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha, both of them, in defending their rights regarding Fadak, they are taking the best out of an opportunity to talk about the issue, the important issue of caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and this is very important. As I mentioned in the sermon of Fadakiyah, which was delivered by Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha in the mosque of Medina, she is addressing many Muslims, and she is talking in details about the rights of Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding caliphate and successorship after the Prophet.
Okay.
And the next point is that when we read the history of Islam and the stories of Lady Zahra Salamun alayha and Imam Ali alayhi salam, we come to this conclusion that they were leading a very poor life. I mean, they did not, although Imam alayhi salam was very wealthy in terms of having dug so many wells and so on and so forth.
Especially to have a simple life.
Exactly.
A simple lifestyle.
Simple lifestyle, yeah.
Yes.
They were able to, have a life with so many wealth and properties because Imam alayhi salam was able to do so. But in all the cases, they distributed whatever they had and they gave it in charity.
Yes.
The story of giving their iftar to
three successive days.
Exactly. It's very
famous. To the captive, to the orphan, to the non-Muslim. That's right.
So we are talking about this family. And this family is not after Fadak for,
materialistic
a
life.
Very wealthy life.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
Even if they are able to gain Fadak, at the end of the day, they are going to distribute the fruits and whatever in charity among the poor people, especially the members of the Ahlul Bayt who were suppressed by the caliphs of the time, by the Umayyads and Abbasid caliphs. So we know that if Fadak remained in the hands of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt for many years, they were able to give it to all those Shia who were under great suppression by the Umayyad and Abbasid caliphs.
Okay.
And it was not, on a small land. No, it was a big land with so many fruits, so many palm trees. And according to some reports, the number of the trees of this village were like those of the city, great city of Kufa.
Yes.
So this is another reason that Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha and Imam Ali alayhi salam, they tried their best to take Fadak back, but unfortunately at that time, they were not able to do so, and they were rejected.
And the Fadak, we can say, village and the garden had different stories, because during the history at the time of different caliphates, sometimes it was given back to this, we can say, descendants of Lady Fatima, sometimes it was usurped again. But all in all, we could say that, that's right, it has so many claimants on that time, and it was given back sometimes to the owners of Fadak. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you talking about Fadak and its ownership by Lady Fatimatu Zahra. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on iRab English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website, parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.